Community Quick Hits.
For 5 years. Community Quick Hits is brought to you by
Mark Spain Real Estate.
Here's Dave.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Has anybody heard the name Daniel Rodimer?
I have not.
Mm-mm. Dude.
So he is a 45-year-old guy. He lives in Texas. He has lost Republican bids for Congress in Nevada in 2020 and in Texas in 2021. He is also a retired professional wrestler.
Huh.
Not sure for which wrestling outfit. I guess if you were a big wrestling P1, maybe you've heard of Daniel Rodimer. I mean, he looks like a wrestler. He's big and buff and everything.
Sturdy.
But he was in a Las Vegas courtroom today. Mm-mm. And he was pleading not guilty to a murder charge. Mm. So he is accused of killing Christopher Tapp of Idaho Falls, Idaho, at a Halloween party at the Resort World Las Vegas Resort.
I feel like we walked through that to get to the U2 concert.
Resort World?
Yeah.
I know that was a place that that one of Donnie's buddies wanted to go to. Like, after we left Super Bowl week, Donnie stayed an extra day, and I think he was going to Resort World.
Okay, that's right. That's where I've heard of it.
It is a hot spot, from what I understand.
Resort World Resort.
I feel like if you name your resort Resort World, you're not trying very hard.
Yeah.
So, evidently, at this Halloween party at Resort World, or Resorts World, that this guy, Christopher Tapp, he was using drugs in the presence of Rodimer's stepdaughter.
That's wrong.
And so Rodimer was so upset that he attacked Mr. Tapp, and Mr. Tapp was fatally injured when he hit his head on a table.
Oh. That's very
one of those deals.
Very bad things.
Right, when the hooker got
meat hooked on the
towel rack in the bathroom.
Yeah. Mm.
And so he died several days later in the hospital.
Why? Okay, so wait. How old was the stepdaughter? Obviously, if she's at a party in Vegas, she's of age.
Yeah, it doesn't say how old the stepdaughter was.
So if you're doing drugs...
That's what Corby's getting
at. That's what he wants to know. Is she legal?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
So Rodimer, 45...
I hit that.
Grass on the pan for you, man.
Have I ever said that?
You always say that.
Play ball!
Yeah, you always like grass on the playing field, play ball.
And then you peel out in your Trans Am.
And then anyone who's old enough to have grass, you're like, get rid of it.
Time to get rid of that. Throw cord.
So Christopher Tapp, the guy who died, he was 47.
You disgust me.
He was living his best life. So he was partying at Resorts World for Halloween. And he was a high roller, because in 2022,
he's a whale.
He had won an $11.7 million settlement because he was wrongfully convicted of murder in Idaho in 1996.
What?
So
the guy that was murdered?
Yes.
Was convicted or accused of murder?
No, he was wrongly convicted of murder.
Okay.
Spent 20 years in prison. Then he got out of prison and sued Idaho for $11.7 million, and so then he was spending some of that money partying at Halloween, doing a bunch of blow at Resorts World, and then this guy suplexed him into a coffee table and killed him.
Wow.
I don't know that he sued for 11.7. That's probably just what he ended up.
Well, that's what he got. That was his settlement.
Yeah. Okay, so if your stepdaughter, if you were at a party and a guy was doing cocaine in front of your 21-and-a-half-year-old stepdaughter, would you be upset enough to physically assault him? It's your stepdaughter.
No, but he's a wrestler.
Not a real daughter.
No, but he's a wrestler, and they're wired differently. And he might have been on something.
Well, he clearly was
He might have been roid raging.
Right.
And it was just a push into a table?
I don't know. I don't know the details of the altercation, but yeah, the end result
Corey,
is that
Christopher
Tapp fell onto a table, hit his head, and died in the hospital days later. And so, obviously, they're saying it's an accident. He can't be held accountable for murder. It wasn't premeditated. The guy was doing blow. He deserved it.
It's Vegas, man. Stuff like that happens.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
It stays in Vegas. Murder stays in Vegas.
Boy, you guys missed out one night when we were out in Vegas, and we never stayed out late Super Bowl week, but one night we came home, and it was probably midnight Vegas time.
And there was a hooker hanging on a meat hook?
No, but someone...
Norm was crying.
You remember that
guys,
that elevator setup that we had?
I messed up, pal.
Where you walk in and there's, you know, you, to go for the floors 1 through 10, there's one bank and there's like four or five
banks. Yeah,
it was
like an elevator starfish.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
And Dave. There was a there was police tape surrounding like a massive amount of puke.
Yeah.
And we had to walk through it to get to our hotel, and it was just so Vegas-y.
There was a crying Norm right there.
Right.
It was me, pal. I messed up.
She asked me to shove her head through the sheetrock.
She's right through there, officer. She's in the bathroom.
I'm trying to do the right thing here.
Norm did not make that trip.
And if he had...
She's not on a meat hook.
Hanging there.
I tried to get her down.
About 8 inches off the ground. I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry.
All right, speaking of sorry...
She's bleeding out onto the big board. He set that underneath there to...
She's ruined my big board. Can I get that back? You have to take that into evidence. I need it.
He's trying to use the big board to funnel the blood into the sink. All right, speaking of sorry, someone who's sorry. Garland police have arrested a priest with the Catholic Diocese of Dallas on Monday on two counts of indecency with a child. Ricardo Reyes Mata, he was ordained in 2022. He is facing allegations of inappropriate contact after two minors reported an incident that happened when he visited a residence in Garland. Not sure why he was visiting a residence, and then while he was at the residence decided, you know, there's kids here, so...
Did they have their little pickaxe and hat with the light on it, too?
Yeah.
And
Yeah. And so once the diocese officials learned...
Everyone here passed up on it. Everyone passed up on it.
Bob's not above it.
I was twitching.
There's gold to be mined there.
I refuse to pass up a minor joke.
So upon learning of this report...
It's a big part of our show, to be honest.
It really is.
Diocese officials reported to Child Protective Services and Garland Police, and so the 34-year-old priest was immediately removed from public ministry, and he was arrested. So he's currently in a Garland detention center with two bonds, $75,000 and $100,000. But the main reason I'm giving you this story, Craig. So he was ordained in 2022. He was appointed parochial vicar of the Cathedral Shrine of the Virgin of Guadalupe in Dallas in 2023. He also served as parochial vicar at the St. Jude Parish in Allen. He was also chaplain of Bishop Dunn High School.
Oh my God. Way to
really?
Go, Craig. That's what
Way
you're funding.
Yeah, your alumni dollars
support
pedophiles.
Well, obviously,
it's a bad fundraising slogan.
Everybody associated with Bishop Dunn distances from this guy.
Please donate.
And we're glad that the police have found him out, and we hope he's prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah, but who are you going to hire next?
Strongly worded.
What's next, Craig?
I don't know. I'm too worried about who's next in line for football coach. I don't have time to think about the school chaplain right now.
I don't blame you. That's more important
part-time.
Anyway. Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
Wasn't there full time.
He hadn't been a priest that long, Bob.
All right.
So it wasn't that bad, Bob.
All right.
Hold on. Just